Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Weatherbug. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I would like to demonstrate a cool little app for the iPhone. Probably there's one for Android, too. For smartphones, anyway. To check on the weather forecast in any city in the world, or at least the cities, of course, in its database, which there are a lot of them. This is called Weatherbug, and there is a free and a paid version of the app. I am using the free version, and it is pretty accessible. For a while there, I was using the Yahoo Weather app on the iPhone, and I still use that. It's okay. It gives you basically the high and low in a very brief forecast for a city of your choice. And of course, you can have multiple cities in there. Weatherbug is a little more elaborate. It gives you not only current conditions, highs and lows, and the forecast, but you also have access to maps and other such info. So I've got this app open here on my iPhone, and I'm just going to take you through the dock at the bottom. I always start with the dock because those are the main things that you're going to work with all the time. So we've got here
selected conditions button.
Conditions, and that's selected. So that means that I am currently viewing conditions for the city that I'm in. And I'll take you through all these, but I just want to show you the dock. So we've got
selected conditions button, forecast button,
the forecast. So the weekly forecast,
maps button,
maps. You can look at maps of the area, weather maps.
Video button, camera button, free MP8 camera video button.
Video, you can look at some weather video, and camera, you may be able to take pictures of the weather around you.
Camera button.
I'm not sure what it does, but I'm just focusing on the keeping this simple and focusing on the conditions and forecast.
Camera button.
Now,
arrow left off, dim button.
At the top of the screen,
page 1 of 2. Cardinal Gibbons H. Raleigh.
We've got where you're located.
Cardinal Gibbons HS. Raleigh,
the locations.
NC.
So you've got, this is Raleigh, North Carolina, and they give you multiple locations for each city. And the one I chose for some reason was
arrow right off button.
Cardinal Gibbons High School. These arrow left and arrow rights that you're hearing.
Raleigh, arrow left off.
Because at the top
button.
Of the screen, you've got an arrow left.
Raleigh, NC.
Then you've got your location.
Arrow right off.
Then you've
button.
Got an arrow right. That means you're going to switch between locations, because if I press arrow left, well, I only have two, so there's nothing. If I press the arrow right button.
Locations button. Aiken, South Carolina.
That's Aiken, South Carolina, which is where my parents live.
12, page 2 of 2.
Now, let's
arrow left off, button.
Press the arrow left button.
Locations button.
And we're back to Raleigh again. So here's what the screen looks like.
Selected. Conditions,
with conditions
button.
Selected. I'm just going to go from the top down. Let's just go from
page
the top of the screen down. And it reads things in different order than they actually are if you do it with VoiceOver going from the top down. If you try and read it all at once. If you drag your finger, you'll get the sort of correct order. For some reason, it reads the dock first, which is at the bottom of the screen. I'm not quite sure why it does that. But anyway, here's what it sounds like when you read from the top down.
Raleigh. NC, arrow right off, button, Cardinal Gibbons HS, page 1 of 2, selected, conditions, button, forecast, button, maps, button, video, button, camera, button, 2, MPH, 70, degree sign, F, last updated, May 8, 2011, 4:31, 0 p.m., so far today, high, 72 degree sign F, low, 58 degree sign F, rain, 0.11, gusts, NE 14 miles per hour, heat index, 71 degree sign F, humidity, 66%. Dew point, 58 degrees sign F, no active alerts, Sunday night's forecast, heading, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers this evening, lows in the lower 50s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour, chance of rain 20%, low, 54 degrees sign F.
So you heard it say no active alerts. That means if there is a weather alert, you will be able to see it. One thing the free version of this app does not do is give you push notifications. If there's an actual alert going on, it doesn't, you know, pop up with a little notification. But if you open the app, you'll see the alerts. I wish it did do the push notifications. That would be a good thing. I'm not sure even if the paid version does that.
Selected. Conditions. Button. Forecast. Button.
Now.
Camera, button, video, button, maps, button, forecast, but selected, conditions, button, arrow left off. arrow right off, button, page 1, 2, MPH, 70, degree sign, F, 2, MPH, page 1 of 2, arrow left off, help button, button, locations, button. Locations, button.
At the very, very tip top of the screen, button. Underneath the little bar indicator, your cell signal strength indicator, is a locations button. It is this teeny tiny little button.
Locations, button.
Up there.
89% battery power. Status, health button, button.
And directly across from there, underneath your battery indicator, is another teeny, teeny little button, and that is the help button for the app.
Locations, button.
I'm going to show you how to add a location.
Locations, add, button. Add, button.
The add button is in the top left corner.
Done, button.
And the done button is in the top right hand corner.
3 of 5 bars. AT&T network. Selected. Raleigh, NC.
And it's going
Cardinal
to show you
HHS.
The ones that you have already in there.
Add, button.
So that's what's going to be going on. I'm going to press the add button.
Enter a city. State or zip code. Search field. Is editing. Word mode.
You can enter a city anywhere in the world. And instead of doing that, I'm just going to enter a zip code just because it's faster.
R.
Like I said,
more.
I don't type very well on the regular iPhone.
Empty list. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Whoops.
Delete.
My bad.
1. Empty list. 2, 6. Empty list. 7, 5, 1, 5, 4. Search. T. Chapel Hill, NC.
It doesn't tell you when it's done, but the keyboard remains on the screen, and if you just give it a second and then
27,514.
Take your finger down. There's the search field there.
Chapel Hill, NC.
There it is. That's what I want.
Chapel Hill,
NC. So I'm going to press Chapel Hill.
Select a station. Back. Back button.
And then it gives you the opportunity to select a station.
East Chapel Hill HS, 1.64 miles away.
And it tells you how far away it is from you.
Williams Airport, 1.46 miles away. Phillips MS, 0.38 miles away.
It tells you how far away it is from the location of the zip code.
Select a station, heading.
So that's one benefit of being able to enter a zip code. You can select
Phillips MS,
whichever station you want.
0.38 miles away.
More precisely. Okay. I'll select Phillips Middle School.
Locations.
MS.
Button.
HS. I don't know what that actually means.
Aiken, South Carolina. Aiken Municipal Airport. Reorder Aiken, South Carolina. Aiken Municipal Airport.
Reorder them.
Button. Delete Chapel Hill, NC.
You can delete
Phillips
them.
MS. Switch button. Off. Selected. Chapel Hill, NC. Phillips MS. Reorder Chapel Hill.
And we're done.
89. Done. Button. Locations, button.
So that is the very basics of the WeatherBug app. Again, for some reason, it reads the dock at the bottom first before going into the current conditions and forecast portion of it. I don't know why. But other than that, it's pretty accessible. The only things I see that aren't labeled are the little left and right arrow things. But you get the idea of what those are. It was pretty easy to figure that out.
Page 3 of 3.
And it's...
Page 1 of 1.
It's hard to get... you may be able to go, instead of hitting the little arrows, do the right and left 3-finger swipe to go to the different pages, but that doesn't always work. It's not very reliable. So I would recommend finding the little arrows which are toward the top. Other than that, it is simple as that to use. WeatherBug. Find it in the App Store for free. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.